May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I don't know how many of you have read Peter Pan, the story of the boy who never grew up. Even if you have not read the story, you may have watched the film. And I'm rather partial to the original story, and right at the beginning, we have some wonderful words about the mother, Mrs. Darling. And one section that fits well with us today on Mothering Sunday is when Mrs. Darling and Mr. Darling are going out to a party, and Mrs. Darling is saying good night to her children in the nursery. They can hear a dog, Nana barking, and John whimpered. It is because he's chaining her up in the yard. But Wendy, his sister, was wiser. So I'm just going to read a small portion from it. That is not Nana's unhappy bark, she said, guessing what was about to happen. That is her bark when she smells danger. Danger? Are you sure, Wendy? Oh, yes. Mrs. Darling quivered and went to the window. It was securely fastened. She looked out, and the night was peppered with stars. They were crowding round the house, as if curious to see what was to take place there. But she did not notice this. Not that one or two of the smaller ones there were winking at each other. Yet a nameless fear clutched at her heart and made her cry, "Oh, how I wish I wasn't going to that party tonight." Even Michael, already half asleep, knew that she was perturbed, and he said, "Can anything harm us, Mother, after the night lights are lit?" "Nothing precious," she said. "They are the eyes a mother leaves behind her to guard her children." She went from bed to bed, singing enchantments over them, and little Michael flung his arms around her. "Mother," he cried, "I'm glad of you." They were the last words she was to hear from him for a long time. So those of you who know the story know that she does meet him again. So that is really wonderful news. I don't want to tell you the whole story, but as a mother, you know, we always want to find a way to comfort our children and show our love and care, even if we cannot be there. If only it were that simple to leave a nightlight on to protect them. Mothering Sunday is, of course, an annual event in the church calendar, a day to honour our mother churches, in fact, where we were baptised. And as we began to move away with work, we began to take this opportunity to visit our birth mothers too, taking a cake, getting a bunch of wayside flowers to give her. And today we tend to celebrate more generally all who mother us. In both our Bible readings, we hear of two mothers, both doing the best they can for their baby. We heard in the first Bible reading of the mother of Moses, putting him in a watertight basket when he was only 3 months old and putting him out on the river, most likely hoping the Pharaoh's daughter or some other eminent Egyptian woman would see his innocence and beauty and take him in. Moses' mother doing this to protect him from the decree, the order of the Pharaoh, that all newborn Israelite boys were to die. Very difficult times. But Pharaoh's daughter finds him and her heart is stirred to care for him. And she does take him in. And the rest is history, so to say. Moses grew up and returns to the Israelites and leads them out of slavery. It's another great story in the Bible. But today we focus on mothers, or at least those who mother us. And that is the thing, many people do mother us. In their lives we can experience that mothering care from different people. In some families it is our grandmother who takes this role, or an auntie, or a father, or a teacher. And we give thanks to them, and remember it is not an easy job. Mary is reminded of how important the job is by Simeon in the reading we had today. As she holds baby Jesus, he says that Jesus will be a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel, and that he was destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel. Can you imagine that, being told these words? When we look at a tiny baby, we do wonder what they might become. Maybe a great sportsman, or following on in some family business that we've got. Or we look at their beauty and know that they will break some hearts along the way. But imagine Mary and Joseph hearing this. Their baby is destined to be the Messiah for all mankind, our Saviour. And we have the words from Simeon, a sword will pierce your own soul too. As Christians, we know how this story pans out. We know that it is pointing to the cross and the long journey Jesus makes it to throughout his 3-year journey, his ministry. Being a mother, watching over all those we love with a mother's care can be hard. As I said at the beginning of my talk, It would be easy, it would be nice if it could just be like putting out a little nightlight and know that our children will be safe. The light being the eyes that watch over our little ones when we're not there. But the church does do this when we get baptized. We come under the watchful gaze of God, who of course loves all folk, whether they are baptized or not. God created them. But at baptism, at christening, we become part of God's family, his children. We all become brothers and sisters, and we watch out for each other. It can be hard, but we try. It is why we have our charity giving, and it's so important. The food bank, collecting for baby basics, getting together for social events, for meals, our worshiping gatherings. We may not have our mothers with us now, or those who mothered us, but we do have each other. We may not go to visit our mother churches where we got baptised, indeed if we were baptised, but we have each other in this parish, in this benefice. Within the church, here locally, we are all part of this family. Let us rejoice in our friendships. Let us share this gospel message of love and compassion with all, and the wonderful freedom we have in this country to meet as brothers and sisters as we worship our God and Creator. We must surely give thanks for that. Amen.